Charlotte School of Law's future is looking bleaker as officials struggle to meet an August 10th deadline to show it's financially strong and academically sound. The deadline was issued yesterday by a UNC Board of Governors committee. If it is not met, the school's license could be revoked. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
The committee voted unanimously to issue the deadline, and in the meantime, the school can't enroll any new students.
They need to show that they're on a stable enough platform to be able to operate and function appropriately for the length of what the degree program is and has a plan of financial operations running over the next 3 years.
That's UNC System General Counsel Tom Shanahan. For months now, school officials have talked about restructuring the school, but no final plans have been produced. Shanahan says the board is also concerned that the school will owe about $140 million to shareholders and creditors next year, and that guarantee bonds to protect student finances are not in place as required.
Students in most academic programs, they pay their tuition in advance, whether the tuition dollars originate as loans or not. And the purpose of the bond is to permit students to be able to recover that money if for some reason something happens at the school that causes it not to be able to continue.
Charlotte School of Law officials did not return calls or reply to emails for this story. 4 years ago, Charlotte School of Law was the state's largest law school with about 1,500 students. It dipped to 800 last year and has just 100 students enrolled today. The decline escalated after the American Bar Association placed the school's accreditation on probation last year over concerns that unqualified students were being admitted, the curriculum was lacking, and too many graduates were failing the bar exam. Having similar concerns, the Department of Education banned the school from the federal student loan program, and the school is under investigation by the state's Attorney General's office.
Our reviewers noted that the Charlotte School of Law's plan for addressing those issues makes sense, potentially holds promise. However, it's all about the details of implementation, and that's where the reviewers who looked at this have raised some questions.
He adds that unless student federal financial aid is restored, any plans the school finalizes will not work. If the school's license is revoked, it would be a first for the Board of Governors. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.